Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
I do know Georgia-Kentucky will kick at 3:30, and I know College Game Day, presented by Home Depot, will be in Athens, and the host of that wonderful program, that Emmy Award-winning program, is Reese Davis, who's kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Reese, we appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're great.
You'll pull the Braves through for me? I thought when Acuna went down that we were finished there. But
join the club. You're not alone. Hey, Reese, Chuck and I were just having a discussion about Georgia as compared to the field. And you look at it now, and a lot can change between now and December and then when we get close to playoff time. But I said I think they'd be double-digit favorites over everybody, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whoever those other playoff contenders are. Am I getting carried away with that, or is that pretty accurate when I look at the difference in Georgia's overall team compared to everybody else right now chasing?
You're a little carried away on a couple of them. For the majority, I would agree with you. They would not be a double-digit favorite against Alabama.
Take Bama out. They're going to play. Like, give me Iowa. Give me Cincinnati. Give me Ohio State. Give me Penn State, those teams.
I don't think they'd be a double-digit favorite against Ohio State either, because Ohio State, even as good as Georgia's defense is, Ohio State will score on them or anybody else. Now, not 40, but they're gonna put 24-28 up. So the question in that game would be, would Georgia be able to do that? And I think against Ohio State's defense, it would. So I wouldn't think double digits against Ohio State, but probably pretty much everybody else. And now I've said all that to say this: I do think Georgia is clearly the most complete team. They've got a devastating side of the ball on defense, and then the offense has been good enough so far. And I think that as they get healthier and they get more people back, particularly at wide receiver, I think that they'll be fine. I actually think they're fine at quarterback as long when 13's in there, to be honest with you. But so I don't think that's not the health concern that I would have looking at it from Georgia's standpoint. But the receivers, getting them back would be helpful.
Reese, do you think that Georgia could beat I'm going to pick three: Alabama, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. Do you think that they could beat those three teams in three consecutive games with Stetson Bennett?
Yes. Yes.
Expound.
I do. Huh?
Expound.
I think that I just don't think they lose anything when Stetson's in at quarterback. Maybe a little bit of height, and I'm not trying to be funny there, but I think that he's got some bravado to him. He's got plenty of arm. He's slippery in the pocket, and he's daring. He'll throw the ball down the field and give his guys a chance to make plays, and he also helps them a little bit in the run game. So I don't worry. I mean, maybe I'm going to be the last guy off the boat on this, and you guys will have me back on and tell me how crazy I am. Of all the many things that any team could worry about, I would not worry about Stetson Bennett. Do I think he's a Heisman Trophy candidate level quarterback? No, I don't think that. But I think he's a really good player, and I think he gives Georgia a little bit of a dimension that they don't have in terms of escapability and a little bit of mobility in the pocket and a little bit of a threat of quarterback runner, at least quarterback scramble, that you don't have with JT Daniels. Now, when JT gets healthy, if he's good to go and he can play the way he did at the end of last year, then good for him. But I'm not at all worried that Georgia is somehow going to be undone if Stetson has to play quarterback the rest of the way. I actually think he's a good player and a good, solid quarterback, and I think he probably learned a lot from his experience playing last year.
Reese Davis, the host of the College Game Day show on ESPN, that'll be in Athens for a second time in 3 weeks. He's with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Reese, we were joking earlier, and forgive me for not having the numbers or the info on this. Have you guys ever had the same team three times in the first 6 or 7 weeks? One on a neutral field, one in their home. You know?
I don't know that we have. This is something I'm going to use on the show, so you guys are getting a little bit of a preview. I'm not at all going to give away who the person was. but apparently there was a fair amount of hand-wringing in the off-season at Georgia over the home schedule, you know, as it looked in the, you know,
oh,
as it looked
horrid.
In June or something. Yeah, I mean, they're looking at it, and they're going, okay, you know, you want the fans to be excited, and certainly Georgia fans are loyal. They're going to come to the games, but you want to make sure it's full and people stay, and what are we going to do, and all of that. And apparently in one of the meetings, somebody said, well, I guess so much for having College Game Day come to Athens this year. And we've been here two times in 3 weeks. So if that doesn't underscore the unpredictability that we've seen up to this point in the season, I don't know what does. We've had Georgia and Arkansas as a top 10 game, and now Georgia and Kentucky as a top 11 game. And I was sort of surprised to see the first game of this magnitude on campus, I think, for Georgia against an SEC East opponent, I think, or something, you know, since the 80s. It's, you know, there's a qualifier in there, but it's a really, really big game. And it's, you know, it was quite unexpected, I think, if you looked at the schedule in June.
Credit to Jimbo and Daryl Dickey and everybody. There was some unscouted stuff, all right? And they got over on Bama through design a little bit in the first half. Then Bama cleaned that up. Then they had more stuff that they went to. So I give the coaches all the credit in the world. There was some of that going on. But comment on Bama, just the physical part, because they don't look very Bama on defense right now. Like half the game against Florida, some moments against Ole Miss, Texas A&M. I know it's the SEC, but I'm also used to Bama looking like Bama every week.
Yeah, I think they have a couple of things from their standpoint, you know, and that's one of the, I think, interesting things is, you know, people say, oh, you're when a coach says, tries to explain what happened, is, oh, you're making excuses. No, when you ask the coach, he's talking about how it went from the perspective of his team, right? And I agree with you. I thought that Jimbo Mike Elko did an unbelievable job against, you know, against Bill O'Brien and Pete Golding and Saban on Saturday night. But I think that, you know, from Alabama's standpoint, they had a ton of what, you know, what they call MEs, mental errors, I mean, in the 20s on defense, which was a problem. But I think from a physical standpoint, I think you've hit on something. They've got they've got really good players. So don't misunderstand what I'm going to say. They've got a lot of really good players. But on defense, they probably have only one great one, one game wrecker, one, you know, difference maker, one guy who will destroy your game plan, and that's Will Anderson. They've got a lot of other good players, and maybe some of, you know, the younger guys in the secondary will evolve into that over the course of the season. But as we stand here right now, the Florida game and the Texas A&M game, they don't have that on defense. And by the same token, I think they've replaced a lot of guys on the offensive line in addition to the receivers. And Bryce Young was not as accurate as he had been earlier in the season in previous games. He had more off-target throws in that game than he did in the other games combined. And even so, that run of receivers that Alabama had really since the 2017 championship year when all of those guys were freshmen, you know, Ruggs and Judy and Devontae Smith, and then Calvin Ridley was finishing mid, and then Waddle replaced him the next year. You saw a lot of guys making a lot of really difficult contested catches, and you almost like tried to adjust your eyes or your screen if you saw them, you know, drop a ball. And they didn't have that level of play at wide receiver, although Jameson Williams was very, very good, but they didn't have that level of play overall at wide receiver the other night. So they're finding themselves a little bit. They replaced a lot of really good players. And so I think you're right on about they don't quite look like what they've been the last few years, but, you know, they've got half a season to fix it. So we'll, if it's fixable this year, this, you know, it could be that they just have, by their standards anyway, they have a little bit of an off year and they're gearing up again for next year. But I wouldn't quite close the door on them improving and looking more like Alabama as the season goes along just yet.
Reese, can you give us a hint on the celebrity guest picker?
Well, I could, but I probably shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And I also need to make sure that it's 100% confirmed, because one of the surprising things about that, and people, and we are very appreciative to anybody who comes and does it, but all of these people that we ask are busy and they have, you know, conflicts and things that come up and they try to fit things into schedules. So it is not uncommon for us to, you know, have things go sideways on a Friday afternoon and have to go into scramble mode a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we,
if
I've got
that happens,
really
Chuck and I are available.
Going to be, but I can't confirm it yet.
Yeah. If anything falls through, Chuck and I are available if you want.
Are you guys ready? You guys ready to go?
Yeah. We could give it a shot. I wouldn't feel great about it. But, you know, we know Pollock enough to know that he's probably browbeating people about eating fatty foods, craft services. And
dude, y'all got Katy Perry. What do you mean you get stood up every so often?
No, I know. Every now and then it happens. But, man, oh, man. I don't know if you guys saw it last week. Mark Cuban.
I saw Cuban, yep.
He was terrific. Good night.
He was prepared.
I know he's got a lot of TV experience, and he's got a big personality anyway, but he really, really was good. We enjoyed having him for sure.
You guys have a phenomenal show, and let the audience know again, it'll be in Athens. They'll be there at the Myers Quad in Athens, getting ready for Georgia and Kentucky Saturday morning. The TV broadcast goes on at 9, but you know the drill. Get up there early, get set up, and be a part of the fun. Reese, it's always a pleasure to catch up, my man. Have a great time in Athens this weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
There's Reese Davis, ESPN's College Game Day on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.